When you pick up Charisma Magazine, do you make a beeline for Stephen Strang's column? If so, you're like a lot of Charisma readers. Now you have the option of listening to Charisma's founder's column, not just read it. I'm Kurt Landry, and I downloaded Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about Pat Robertson calling out the president over threats to call in the military. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In the opening segment of the 700 Club on June 2nd, evangelist Pat Robertson publicly criticized President Donald Trump's threat to quell the riots that have been breaking out in American cities since the Minneapolis murder of George Floyd. The one-time Republican presidential candidate, Robertson, who is normally a supporter of the president, says that this is a time where we should show love toward grieving communities, not force. He also said, "Is it a time for love or is it a time for war? You know, there is a purpose to everything under heaven. We read in the Bible, and there is a time. And it seems like now is the time to say, I understand your pain. I want to comfort you. I think it's time that we love each other." Robertson continued in his monologue, but the president took a different course. He said, "I am the president of law and order," and he issued a heads up. He said, "I am ready to send in military troops if the nation's governors don't act to quell the violence that has rocked American cities." Matter of fact, he spoke of them as being jerks. Pat said, "You just don't do that, Mr. President. It isn't cool." In order to do what President Trump has threatened, he would have to rely on an ordinance that dates back to pre-Civil War days, and Pat questioned whether or not Trump's authority would allow him to do so. As he concluded the show's opening, Pat said that, "We are all one race. We need to love each other. We cannot let outside agitators feed on the dark side of our humanity. So let's mourn with those who are mourning. Let's love one another, and let's pray for our leaders." For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.